Monday. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
There may be one thing that's standing between you and retirement, but it's probably not what you think it is. Find out the answer on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Well, I think it's good for a show to go off the air before it becomes stale and repetitive.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Afternoon. How you doing?
Good.
Well, no, I'm not talking to you. Oh. I'm talking to the audience. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. On this, the last day we'll be together, or that I'll be here before Memorial Day. Paul Harvey will be here tomorrow.
That's Harris.
What is it?
Paul Harris.
And you know, to me, this to a lot of people, this is sort of tonight kicks off. If you took, especially if you take Friday off, and tomorrow for a lot of people kick off the Memorial Day weekend. To me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Thank you, Dan. I guess the day Dan doesn't think it's funny, maybe then we can sit.
I don't know if there'll be a day where he does not laugh at it.
No, it's. The setup when you go in to me today.
That's what gets you the setup.
The setup and then going into it. It's the whole.
So we don't even really have to play the sound part.
Just you do because that's all part of it. It's the whole package.
You know,
I think it's just so stupid.
Dan and I played the St. Louis Blues thing. It didn't work.
No, it didn't.
No.
I thought if we play it, they'll win. Well, not so much for that.
I think it wore them out. They didn't look good.
Now. There is a young woman in the studio who says she's Dan's daughter, although I don't recognize her. The last time I saw Dan's daughter, she was 8 or something. This person is, how old are you, 19?
19.
Is 19. She says, so we'll
wait,
find, I know a way we can find out.
She went on the trip with us.
Yeah, but I ignored her.
I never even
looked at her. So she says, well, there's a way to test to see if she's your daughter, because you said your daughter's a good singer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to find out here in a second. Would you please welcome? It's the first time we've actually ever, except when she was real little.
No, she didn't. She wouldn't talk on the air. I mean, she may have said one word.
Frank. Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Because I was kind of mean to her. Not real mean, but kind of mean.
You were kind of mean, yeah.
Kind of.
But she still consented to come in and sit in the same room with me. Would you please welcome? Welcome, Alyssa Strauss.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You are in college. You're out now, I guess, on a break.
Yeah. Right?
Now, when you have to clean your dorm out, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
We already did.
What is that about? You're going back again in the fall. Why do they do that?
Well, I'm not in the same room.
Why? Why can't you keep the same room?
I don't know.
I've never understood that. I remember my son. And clean everything and go back in the fall. And why? But you're coming back. I don't get that.
Well, you're in a sorority, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so you move into the house, right?
Yeah, I'm living in the house next
year. But why do you have to get out of the house for the summer? Can't you keep your stuff?
No, you're in a dorm freshman year, and then you join a sorority, and then the next year you move into the sorority house.
Okay, so then you get to go in the sorority house.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much did they tell you how much alcohol you'll consume in the sorority? Did they get into that at all?
No, we aren't.
That's yeah.
We're what?
Not allowed to.
Oh, okay, that's right. Oh, what am I thinking? That's right, you're not allowed.
Yeah, no, they
frown on
that.
I don't even know what I
that.
Was thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Returning you some you sorority frown on that until you're
college?
Of age.
True.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm older and I forget that you need
track.
To be 21.
Yeah.
It's true.
To do that. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and I want you to tell the truth, because your dad's in here, and I want to see. Have you ever smoked a cigarette?
No.
I believe her.
That was a quick answer.
I believe her.
No hesitation.
I don't like them.
No, you deserve a round of applause. You do. That's not a good thing to take up.
How do you know you don't like them, though?
That's true.
Well, because you smell other people.
That's true, but you wouldn't know how it feels to you until you...
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are certain things that if you see somebody do it or get a secondhand sort of feel, you're
true.
Not
it
interested.
I've smelled
food that even though I've never tasted it, I go, that stinks.
Well, that's true,
that.
Yeah.
So good for you. Now... Have you ever injected heroin into your eyeballs? Tell the truth.
I might have. No, I'm just kidding. I did.
I might have. Oh, my goodness. Do you hate school? You like school, don't you?
No, I love it.
Because you're smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, when kids are smart, they love school. How could you not love it? You're an A student.
And I think...
She was on the dean's list. She made the dean's list.
I think females more than males... tend to like school more.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard a woman say, I hate
no,
school.
I think you're right.
I hated school.
I think you're right.
For the most part, they...
Unless she was very unattractive or huge, obese, and was made fun of, and then you're gonna hate anything. But I think you're right. I think women like school better. Now, you're really smart. You make good grades. So, yes, you like school. I didn't like school. I hated school. You've done 1 year. You have 3. What's your major? Music or something.
Yeah, music education.
That means you want to teach music.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're not going to make any money. You know that.
No, I've realized.
Well, good for you. I mean, good for you. You want to do it because you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then she can have a side gig like her old man.
Right, I can join a band.
Join a band.
That's right. That's where you...
The Southside Johnny Band.
That's where you make the money. If you can get in your dad's band, we have to audition to get in his band or anything. When you get out of school, you get in that band, you will rake in the cash.
That's when you start realizing, what? Yep. I spent all this time in school for what?
I could have been doing this.
That's
what I thought we'd do is we've never really heard her sing in the studio, and she doesn't really want to do this, but she said she'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what a beautiful thing it is when a dad and daughter bring their musical talents together.
Oh.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it.
I know.
You're probably pretty proud of your dad and his harmonica abilities.
Oh, I am. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So I said, what could you sing that everybody would know? And she immediately said, Sweet Caroline, but she doesn't know the very beginning. The very beginning is like, where it began, I can't begin to know, but then I feel it growing strong. She doesn't know that part. She just knows Sweet Caroline.
Right. Was it the spring, and spring became the summer.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh.
So what you could do is just da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da.
Right into the chorus.
Da-da-da, and then da-da-da, da-da, and she can go Sweet Caroline. And that's all we need.
Bum, bum.
Could you guys do the
bump, bump, bump?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Bump, bump, bump. Okay, Dan, give her a note. Can you do that note?
Can you match that?
Match. Oh.
Perfect.
Okay, and here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the first live performance by Alyssa. Pay attention, because this girl probably could be a big star someday.
Right.
Sweet Caroline, here we go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Caroline,
ba, ba, ba.
Good times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
I'd be inclined,
ba, ba, ba.
To believe they never would.
Oh, no, you usually sing in a chorus, right?
Yeah.
See, that would bother me. If I'm a good singer, I don't want the other people getting any attention. I want them to hear me.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so how do you stand out if you're a really good singer? Is it frustrating? You're singing with like 30 people or whatever it is?
Well, in the choir, you kind of don't want to stand out because it's all like a big combined thing.
She's got that team attitude.
Yeah.
You need everybody together.
It's all about the team.
Right.
Well,
but she's done solos, too.
You need to get out of that mindset and think only selfishly about yourself.
All about
Stop thinking about others. Stop being a team player. Doesn't work. Me. That's what you have to think about.
Oh, you know me. You know what I did one time? I made her really mad. She was in middle school.
One time?
Well,
there's
been a few.
One time.
You remember that one time, yeah. Right, Alyssa?
She was in middle school, and she had done a solo about, what was that? California Dreamin'.
Yes.
And all the leaves are brown.
Yep, that's the one.
Yep. I made her get up and do it with our band. We were playing at a place, and I made her get up and sing it.
I can't listen to that song anymore. Now, I'm traumatized.
Do you ever sing the music that I would like an old person music, oldies and stuff, like the Sweet Caroline? Do you know a lot of that music?
Yeah, I like sing it in the car, but not in my choir.
Good. You know what? You turned out to be okay. You're very relaxed here, and that's not that's not usually the way it works, people. But you're not. You're very.
Well, she's
relaxed.
Been around
you
her
like
dad.
A,
you know, yeah. She's been around it for a while.
I think that would turn a kid the opposite way. I think being around him would cause her to be nuts. But you seem very comfortable in here. Maybe you'll end up having a show or something.
Oh yeah. That'd be fun.
Video. That's my advice to you.
She had talked about applying at the radio station at the campus.
No, not radio. Yeah. Video, you host your own show. Start with YouTube. They'll discover you.
Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, YouTube channel. That seems the way to go.
It's made a lot of people wealthy and a lot of people famous and given them a start. But you have to figure out what you can do on there to get like the attention of 3 million people. Mm-hmm. That's where I fall short. I go, well, I got a camera and a phone and a camera.
Now what?
Yeah, what do I do? Hi, everybody. What? I don't have anything, but maybe you will. Is there anything else? What do you like to sing? Like opera-type stuff? Or no, not opera. What do you like?
Well, I don't really know. It's kind of hard to explain to people that aren't in choir, but it's just kind of like solo songs that you'd sing for a solo.
Give me an example. We don't have to know the song. Just give me an example.
I don't know. There's just like solo books that are specifically made for singers like me.
Were they pop songs?
No,
so it wouldn't be songs.
There's songs that are written by, like, say, Mozart or like.
Okay, if I'm sitting here and I'm a record producer or something, and I go, you know what? I've heard about you. Sing me something, just something for 30 seconds. What would you sing?
Well, I wouldn't sing one of my solo songs.
Well, what would
I'd
you
probably
sing?
Sing something
contemporary.
Yeah, like on the radio.
Like what?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
who do you like on your iPod or on who's on your iPod? Like Britney Spears or what?
I mean, she's the best.
Well, I don't know. I'm out of touch. I don't know.
I'm out of touch. Katy Perry,
Adele.
Katy Perry's
you probably like
good.
Adele.
Yeah, Adele's pretty good.
Yeah. Do you know an Adele song?
I know a few.
Would you sing like any of one?
I couldn't. I don't think anybody can sing like Adele.
Well, because you have to learn how to make every song sound exactly the same, and you have to learn how to, in about 2 minutes, irritate people to the point they don't want to hear it anymore. I'm sorry, but I hear her, I'm gonna let it all. Oh my goodness, stop it! You really have turned out okay, and I cannot figure out how that could have happened. I just can't because your dad's out of his mind. He's crazy, and nice to have you in here.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to do or say before you get out of here?
No. Dad, do you have any upcoming shows with the band coming up?
She's learning already.
Oh, that's good. That's
a dad plug.
Hey, if he asks you if you have anything else to say, tell him about our band.
Hey, yeah, thanks so much, Alyssa.
Now, you've seen his band, and they have a female singer.
Yeah, she's
you
really
yell
good.
Out, you don't know what you're doing.
No, she's really good.
Yeah, she knows Diane. Diane's
well,
very
what
good.
Are the gigs? What's coming up?
June 4th at St. Simon's Parish Picnic in South County.
Okay.
6 to 10. It's a Saturday night. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Those parish picnics are crazy. But we're playing there.
Right.
We played there last year.
Alyssa,
oh, and we play at St. Anne. We play in St. Anne at T. Meyer Park on Wednesday, the 8th of June also.
Okay. Not the 3rd of June.
No.
Okay. Don't worry, Pian. You don't have to.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. The 3rd of June is coming up. That's right.
Goodness.
That's a Friday.
Give it up, if you would, please, for a girl who had no real chance of being normal, but she did, and beyond, Alyssa Stroud.
Thank you.
And she just,
nice.
She called me, and she said, I got my hair cut. And I said, did you get it cut short? And she goes, yeah, kind of. And I said, are you sending me a picture? And she goes, no, I'm going to show you. I'm right outside. I can't figure out how to get in. I see Ian.
That's a great story.
Yeah, so she surprised me.
All right. Well, nice to see you.
Thank you.
Are you going to trip with us again, do you think? No, because that Sandy's in the way. Girlfriend.
Dang,
you know, one year he took a list on our trip with our listeners. You had a good time, didn't you?
Yeah, it was really fun.
And then here comes Sandy. Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't tried to give her antifreeze.
She's get stealing my picture. Trips.
So you can, yeah, that's my trip. That's my trip, girl.
Yeah, but I almost drowned because of my daughter, because she wanted me to go snorkeling.
Well, of course she did.
Yeah.
I'd like to clarify. He.
Yes. Thank you. I was there. Ian was there with the sharks.
Yeah. Oh.
Everybody else was, we were on a boat and they take you out to scuba dive, but there's a rope along the way where you can really just, mm-hmm. I mean, it's real easy. There was like a 6-year-old kid that went out there.
Right.
So everybody else goes to the end of the boat, sits down. You know how you kind of do that slide off the back of the boat in the water.
Right.
Dan does like a cannonball.
Yeah. Of course he does.
While he's wearing his flippers and mask. His mask gets tore off his face, so he swallows a gallon of water, and then he's like, flailing in the water. Then
he's an embarrassment, isn't he? Yeah, he is. Your dad is an embarrassment. But the only person who never gets embarrassed is his dad. You can't embarrass him.
No.
You can't embarrass him.
And I had the camera, the underwater camera, so Alyssa was out, and she goes, try it, and I tried it again, and my snorkel was still full of water, so I swallowed a bunch of water again. I said, I'm finished.
Kind of freaked out.
So if he breaks up with this girl, your reaction, woohoo, I'm going on the next trip.
Free
trip, that's right. All right, I got to do a little business here. We're going to traffic first, right?
Yes.
All right, can I introduce Tim Weiland? I guess it's Tim.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's Tim.
Gives me great pleasure. It is always a pleasure to introduce the guy who I consider to be as good a traffic reporter as I've ever heard. I've only heard one other one. Here he is, everybody, Tim Weiland.
Thanks a lot, Frank. You've got an accident on westbound Manchester at Holloway that has traffic pretty solid now from Highway 141. We also have eastbound 40 drivers slowing from 141 through Mason. Westbound 40, you're now a little bit west of Kings Highway through McCausland, and northbound 55, that right lane stacks up solid now back to the ramp of Highway 44. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Alyssa, put your headphones back on. Why don't you say hello to somebody? Alyssa, Dan's daughter, say hi to...
Hello.
Say hi to John Landoff.
Hi, John Landoff.
Alyssa, how are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's your new car?
I love it.
She loves it.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, and you're adorable.
Oh, thanks.
You don't look much like Dan.
No, thank you. You know what? There needs to be some DNA testing done here, because there's just no way.
Right.
There's no way.
I'm telling you.
It's impossible.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Frank?
I'm having a tremendous day today. I never feel this good. You know what that probably means? I'll die tomorrow.
Is it because Alyssa came in today?
No.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's it. No,
How do you have a thought like that? I got to ask.
Like what?
I'm having such a great day today, I don't know what's wrong, but it means I'm probably going to die tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you why. No, I will tell you exactly why. I know of more than one case, and this is for real, where somebody said, I feel so good, and they drop dead. And I'm not a sports guy, but I've used this, I've told this story before. Pistol Pete Maravich was a basketball player. And Pistol Pete, long retired, ended up doing a lot of work for the church. He had a church he was very active in, and this is a true story. He's in the gym, and the pastor walked through the gym and saw Pistol Pete just shooting some hoops. And he said, Pistol Pete, how you doing? He said, Pastor, I never felt better in my life. His exact words, and he dropped to the floor of the basketball court, deader than a doornail.
Oh, yeah.
So right after
sometimes, yeah, sometimes I think if you have a surge of like you feel real good, it's a trick.
But you've told that story before because you were feeling great that day. So there have been days
and I didn't
keel over, yes.
So maybe I'm not going to die tomorrow. But I feel.
Well, I sure hope not.
One of the reasons.
I mean, I kind of like you. I mean, you know, you do send me quite a bit of business, so.
Oh, we're going
like to. I'd like you to take better care of yourself.
Hey,
you know?
Your duck phone's ringing.
Yeah. That's
a business right there.
That's a call already.
That's okay, John. Bion and I'll take over.
Hey, I got to tell you something, John. I got to tell you, one of the reasons I feel so good. I met with a new. We have like two new advertisers within 10 days, and this doesn't happen. We hit a big wall in about 2010-11, and this show and the revenue that supports this show and pays all of us lost about 65% of our advertising business because of everything that happened about 2010. It hasn't come back. This last 3 months, especially the last couple of weeks, we're getting, for whatever reason, these advertisers who have decided they're tired of wasting money, getting no results. And the newest one is a place called Gateway Lock and Security. And they're, one of their big parts of their business is surveillance cameras. And I don't know if you have them at the dealership or not, or if they're the latest, greatest, whatever. Wow, what an impressive thing these new cameras are. I mean, high definition, you could zoom in and see a guy's nose hair if you want to identify who was at your door or who threw the package and broke something from the UPS or FedEx and got him, nailed him. It's incredible, and I'm thrilled to have these people on because I really like that stuff. I don't understand it, but I like it. I like technology, and I think cameras, I'm a big fan of cameras everywhere for a couple of reasons, and one being somebody does something they shouldn't have been doing, got them. There's no talk, there's no argument. I wasn't there. Yes, you were. Here's your picture, and there you are. And then the fact that you can, like if you were in wherever, you can pick up your phone and just look at the whole dealership. And maybe you can do that now. Maybe you have that. But that's what they do, and I'm glad they're coming on. That's why I'm in a good mood today. Plus the fact that we just got...
No, I think that, I mean, I don't want to take all the credit, but I would think that I probably had something to do with that.
I don't believe you did, but...
I do.
Did you talk to him?
No.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, but they're listening, I'm and they listen, and they all I talk about is how many people you send us.
And I'm
going to talk about an awesome couple that were here just a few hours ago, Judy Meyer.
Judy Meyer.
And her husband, John Burla.
John Burla.
They not one vehicle, two vehicles today.
Wow.
Judy, Judy Meyer, John Burla, thank you, and thanks for being the name of the PM.
He bought a Spark, and John bought a Trax. They live in Baldwin. They live all the way in beautiful Baldwin and drove all the way to outstandingly beautiful Florissant. And I got to spend some time talking to them, and they said, long time AM and the PM. Both of them are, and of course, you know, one thing I notice when people, customers tell me that they're aiming the beam, they smile, because they're thinking of the show, and they know the show makes them laugh, the show makes them feel good about themselves and everything, and so they all smile whenever they mention your name. I can't thank you enough. First of all, thank you very much, Judy Meyer and John Burla. It was great talking to you. And anytime you ever need anything, get a hold of me. Mike Grokalski was their sales rep. He was going to come up here and chime in a little bit, but he's got another customer. So probably another AM and the PM customer. So I've told you before, it's probably one of the best marketing decisions that we ever made.
Listen up, people who are wasting your money. And the other thing that wasn't tough, but it plays into it, is this guy at Gateway said he just spent the past year completely throwing money away on other radio. He said it was an absolute complete waste of money. And he mentioned you. And he says he hears that stuff. And he goes, shoot, why don't we just do this? Instead of hiring a salesman, let this show be the salesman for what they do. And that's the way I look at it. I look at it as I'm a salesman for you and for them and for MD Health and Wellness, the other one we welcomed this week and we're going to talk about today. So it's a good week. I hope it's a good week for you, and I hope...
Congratulations on it. It is. It's just amazing how, like, the light switch has turned up. I mean, we're very busy and some just awesome people. And I guess I'll mention that one of the executives from First Bank, who we do business with, Jeff Hightower. Just picked up a new Tahoe LTZ. Thank you very much, Jeff. And I'll love when Charlie, and I'll tell you about him next week when he picks up his Tahoe, then we'll talk about this awesome barbecue restaurant that that he owns, and we're going to have to obviously go to and devour some great barbecue.
Okay, so. I'd like to turn now for a live testimonial from Alyssa, because Alyssa is the proud new owner of a pre-owned Spark. Alyssa, to any potential
Veo.
Yeah. Okay, and they don't make the Veo anymore, but to any potential customer who's thinking about buying a pre-owned car like yours that's in great shape, that you trust to take care of and protect your daughter in this case. You figure this car, I trust this car. It's been checked out by the best of the best, Bruce Weiner and his team. What would you say to people about the experience of buying a pre-owned vehicle at Johnny Londo Chevrolet in a couple of words?
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Wow. And that is not, John, that's not written down anywhere. That was spontaneous and sincere. It was awesome.
It was. And, poor Alyssa, I think it was a shock. I saw your face, like, the third time your dad hugged me while we were together. You were, like, looking at him like, what's he hugging on? Mr. Long, not so much for him. But, hey, it's just, that's just Dan. He's a hugger.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
The third time. I hugged you five or six.
Yeah. There you go, buddy. But it's been a great day today. And again, these forecasters with this weather.
No, they're ruining people's weekends by telling them 4 days ago that the whole weekend from here to Tuesday was a washout, was a complete washout. It's not. It's not. And the golf courses and people like that have to hate that when they do that and get it wrong, because it costs them business.
I mean, it's gorgeous out there right now. It's warm. I will say it has warmed up, which is good. You know, I love summertime, and I'm ready. Great. This is like one of the most favorite weekends, Memorial Day, because, you know, summer's here, all right? Kids are out of school, a lot of fun parties. You know, Johnny Londo Chevrolet, we honor, you know, our memorialized warriors and military might that have kept this country great for so long. And I will admit, once or twice we were open on Memorial Day, and I just finally, my dad was still around, and he just did enough's enough.
You know, he's a Marine. He wouldn't go for that.
Yeah, no, and I'm like, yo, you're right. I'm not that greedy here to have to be open on Memorial Day.
No, but here's the other thing. Anybody who's really interested in the Chevy Monday, we'll come in Tuesday. It's another day. Yeah. They'll come in Tuesday. Yeah.
Or come in till today, all day tomorrow. We're open till 9:30 tomorrow, and then all day Saturday, and we'll have some barbecue here on Saturday. But no, it's going to be a great weekend, and then this way, man, all of the great employees and my teammates at Johnny Londo Chevrolet can enjoy their families Saturday night, Sunday, and all day Monday. It's fun. It's going to be fun. So do you have any plans for weekend?
I do. I'm going to spend the whole weekend with my son, my other son, my daughter-in-law, my grandson, my wife, and my who else? Who else am I leaving out here? The whole, pretty much just our family, and it's going to be great.
It is. That's what.
And my daughter and my daughter's boyfriend. I could. There was another couple I was missing there. So it'll be all my kids and their either boyfriend, girlfriend, or and my son's girlfriend who's not married. So it's pretty much everybody. And I think nothing else matters. I love that when we're all there, because if it rains, I don't care if it rains all day every day. We'll get the beanbag game out. I think they call it cornhole. I don't like that name. But we'll throw the beanbags in the holds and have something to eat, and it'll be great. It'll be good. The weather doesn't matter.
How old is your grandson now?
He'll be 3 in July.
Cute. I mean, he is absolutely adorable. Man, is he cute. Well, again, thanks for what you guys do for us. Thanks again to Judy and John. Appreciate your business.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you, John.
And we're here for the AM and the PM crowd. We absolutely love them.
Okay, and Alyssa, when you get out on your own, you get a job, you have some money, you decide to buy your own new car, where do you think you might get it?
Probably Johnny Londo.
No, not probably.
Yeah, it will be.
See, things were going so well.
Yeah.
But I think what she did was smart, because she's now put it in Johnny's hands. Probably.
You earned my business once, but yeah.
You gotta earn it again. Probably, but what do you got for me? Way to go, Alyssa. That was actually a good answer.
Believe me, Alyssa, it's easy taking care of an awesome young lady like you.
Alyssa, you're a sweet talker. Hey, we're going to send you a whole bunch of business. Have a great Memorial Day holiday.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, John. a Aveo. I keep thinking it was a Spark. It's an Aveo.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a Spark.
Yeah, I know what an Aveo is. A neat car. Okay, we got to take a... Let me just do this. We can do some business mm-hmm. here. And then we're kind of caught up. We take a couple of calls. Scott Sherman comes in next hour. Ooh, that's right. It's Thursday. So after the... this clock right? This clock's not right, is it?
The news at 4?
It says 4:46 in front of me.
No, it's not right.
4:46.
Hit here? The bottom button.
Oh my goodness! Somebody, you know who it was? Carney. He comes in here, advances the clock, hoping it'll get us off the air an hour earlier.
Oh.
It was at 4:43. Good try.
Wow.
Good try, Carn.
Maybe it was management.
Of all that could be. Let's get them off the air earlier if we can. Oh, my goodness. Ballast Dental Care. Scott Sherman comes in after the 4 o'clock news break, so get your legal questions ready. You want to know, can I go after my ex-husband, my ex-wife? What can I have my children? My kid did this, blah, 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 my neighbor. Legal stuff. He's really good at helping people out at no charge in this case. I've been a... Listen, you have really pretty teeth. Let me see your teeth. Pretty teeth. Let me see your teeth. Wow, look at the nice smile you have there. You go to the dentist a couple times a year, you think?
Mm-hmm. I have a checkup coming up.
Okay, don't tell me where it is if it's not Ballast Dental Care, because wherever it is, you'd actually be happier if you went to Ballast Dental Care. But good that you take care of your teeth. There are people who don't. There are people who haven't been to the dentist for 10 or 15 years, and I know why. They're scared. They had a bad experience, and then they're nervous, and I don't want to go through that again. Well, you don't have to. You don't have to. Ballast Dental Care. I've gone there 43 years. And for anybody who thinks, well, he just says that, well, go in there and tell him to pull the records. 43 years. I have an appointment coming up in June next month, and I look forward to it. I actually look forward to it. It'd be good to see those folks again. Mary and Doug and Dr. Haynes, Dr. Olivier, and everybody there. Because when you walk in, you feel, even if it's your first appointment, you feel like you have been a patient there for a long, long time. They have a special way of putting you at ease. And you, too, will actually look forward to your next dental appointment. Ballast Dental Care, they're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they did clear the accident on westbound Manchester at Holloway, so things have, they're looking pretty good now on from 141 to Holloway. Now, we do have heavy traffic on eastbound highway, on westbound 70 between the Earth City Expressway out through 94. Eastbound 270 is heavy right at McDonald through 170, and we're still slow downtown in that right lane from the 44 ramp on northbound 55 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us. Be the fifth caller right now at 314-969-5877 and register for your chance to see Jerry Lewis at the Family Arena.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for Extract, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the Extract treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with Extract. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. Extract uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and we'll help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live Extract Clear. Call 800-761-6141. That's 800-761-6141. 800-761-6141. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
The Johnson family had a savings account until their air conditioner died. The Martins had a vacation fund before their water heater quit. The Baileys have no savings and their refrigerator just broke. The truth is, it can only take one home system or appliance repair to break your piggy bank. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield can protect your budget against unexpected covered costs. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-7011. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your air conditioner, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, water heater, and more. The choice is yours. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. If you want to avoid being hit hard by unexpected breakdowns, call now for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-400-7011. Again, call 1-800-400-7011. That's 1-800-400-7011.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
You're a good person. If you could pay back all your credit card debt, we all know you would. But if that credit card debt has gotten out of control, we're here to help. We're Credit Associates, and our mission is to help good people like you. No judgment, no guilt, no bankruptcy. You can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8902. We'll even show you how much money you could save. What most people don't realize is that there actually is a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt that you can't pay off, you now can settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. At Credit Associates, we depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information and to find out how much money you can save, call now. 1-800-900-8902. That's 1-800-900-8902.
Stop. Stop what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You're thinking about going to the store and taking out a small loan to buy razor blades. Don't do it. Do what I did years ago. Go to Harry's.com and have your razor blades sent to your home courtesy of Harry's Razors. They come from a German factory, German engineered, five blades. What's great about Harry's Razors is that that gook and grime doesn't get caught between the blades. And, more importantly, the blades last. And last, and oh boy, do they last. Tired of shaving with a butter knife? Harry's.com. Introductory offer. For $15, you get a nice, heavy-duty razor, three replacement cartridges, and shaving cream for $15. But wait, there's more. Mention KTRS. Put KTRS in the promo code and take $5 off. Free shipping, full refund if you're not happy, a great razor, great blades, great shaving cream, and they last. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m.
Oh, for the longest time. Billy Joel. Whoa, his eyes bug out.
Boy, they do.
They're like that Tory Spelling.
Yes.
There are people whose eyes just bug out. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but your eyes bug out.
He had Christy Brinkley at the height of her... well, she still looks like she does.
She looks great.
In Vacation.
But he had her. He actually had her. Think about
yes.
it. Maybe those eyes...
Even with those bug eyes.
The bug eyes finally got to her.
Wait, isn't that a joke, too?
No, that's Wood Eye.
No, not that one. The... Something about
the cow with the bug eyes?
No, no, the guy with the
the underwear.
Yes, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a great joke.
I know. When's the last time he told the cow either?
I could try to tell it right now as a bonus joke since we're having a holiday coming up. There's no cow in it. Yeah.
No, the cow on it. It's that cross-eyed.
That's like cross-eyed. That one. But there is a joke. I got to dig deep here because I've been told this for a long, long time. There's a joke about a guy who his eyes bug out, and I mean they really bug out. I'm struggling to try to remember all this. He goes to the doctor, and they run a bunch of tests, and the doctor comes in and says, "I know this is going to sound weird, but we really do believe that if you'd let us remove your testicles, your eyes wouldn't bug out." He says, "Oh my goodness." He said, "Do you like having your eyes bug out?" He goes, "No, I don't like it. Girls don't want anything to do with me. Kids make fun of me. Hey, bug eye. Hey, Popeye." He says, "Well, if you let us take your testicles off, your eyes won't bug out." So he agrees to the surgery. And sure enough, when he wakes up, his eyes don't bug out. He's so happy. He's a new person. So he thinks, "I want everything about me to be new. I'm going to go get a whole new wardrobe. I'm going to treat myself. Look at me in the mirror. Look at me. Woo, I can't believe what I'm looking at." So he goes to a tailor, and he says, "I want all new clothing, a custom made. Look at me. I look fantastic, and I want to celebrate." And the tailor says, "Well, absolutely. We'd love to have your business." He said, "Well, start measuring me. Let's get a new wardrobe, sport coat, suits, golf clothes, custom made. Let's go." So they start measuring him. And the tailor says, "Now, if you want us to fully outfit you, we need to get you the best in everything. Not just shirts. We got your sleeve length, your neck size, but underwear even." He says, "We sell some fine underwear, the most really expensive underwear. You know, like boxers and boxer briefs are like $300 a pair. They're the best. Hey, that's what I want, the best of the best." And the guy goes, "Okay, well, as we put your clothes together for you, we'll throw in some socks and underwear." He said, "What size underwear?" And the guy says, 32. And the tailor says, "No, let me measure your waist again." He measures him again. He goes, No. You're like a 40. And the guy goes, "No, I'm not. I've always worn 32 underwear. That's what I wear." And the tailor says, "That's not your size." He said, "My goodness, man, if you were to wear size 32 underwear, your eyes would bug out." Now, see, for anybody who didn't get it, all that, he had his testicles removed for, he didn't have to.
Yeah.
His eyes were bugging out because he wore the wrong size underwear. Too late, testicles are gone. That's a great joke. I haven't told that joke for years.
I know.
That's a good one. Shall I do some business so we stay on the track
yes,
here?
Yes, you can do some business.
I'll do this, and then we're going to have a news break, and the one and only Scott Sherman will be here. He's an attorney. He's an attorney at law. I don't know what the at law is all about. If you just said attorney, that's good enough for me. I never have said to somebody, "Yeah, but are you an attorney at law?" He's an attorney. He's an attorney at law. And he's here to help you at no charge. You know those guys, they charge like $200-$300 an hour. And 10 minutes, it's rounded off. 10 minutes, you get billed for an hour. Not here. Free advice from Scott Sherman. So stick around. We'll give you the phone numbers right after we come out of the news. My job now is to make sure you know who Mark and Jason are. Mark and Jason are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And when you change jobs or you retire, lots of you have a 401k plan or some sort of other retirement plan. Most of you probably aren't going to know what to do with it. And sometimes when you don't know what to do with it, that's the worst case. Because by the time you realize, "Oh, I should have done that, it cost me money." For example, do you cash it out or do you roll it over to an IRA? Do you pay taxes on it? Are there penalties after a certain amount of time? What is that amount of time? Do you get a favorable tax treatment because of it being what it is? What is the growth potential of the money? And on and on and on. You don't know the answers to those questions. So you set up a complimentary meeting with Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. There was Stifel Nicolaus, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel Nicolaus is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. The meeting won't cost you anything. A few minutes, half an hour, whatever. It's free. See what you think. See how you like them. Everything you need to know is at this website, markandjason.com.
Hey, all the way!
Hey, all the way!
Throughout our history,
we run every day.
Millions of Americans marched off to war.
The Taliban are watching us, and they're planning an ambush. The ambush is probably going to be right over there. Are we going?
Too many never made it home. While you're out and about this weekend, think about our local heroes and what they sacrificed for our way of life. Freedom isn't free. The Big 550. KTRS.
Free trials of a shockingly effective belly flattener called Nubiotics are now being given away to this station's first 100 callers. I repeat, free trials are now being given away. The only question is, will you be one of the first 100 callers? Ready, set, call now. 1-800-600-5971. Limit one free trial per household. If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Again, free trials of this shockingly effective belly flattening discovery are now being given away to the first 100 callers. The only question is, will you be one of the first 100 to call? Hurry, call now for details. 1-800-600-5971. That's 1-800-600-5971. 1-800-600-5971.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters? A huge sale on quality Bosch built-in appliances and dishwashers. When you purchase a Bosch dishwasher for $599 or higher, Appliance Discounters will also do the replacement install for free. That's $150 savings. We'll even throw in a Bosch food mixer valued at $300 for free.
Shop the Appliance Discounters this Memorial Day at any of their six area locations. Open now through Monday.
Enjoy a taste of Greece this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Hi everyone, I'm Victoria Babu. Join me for some delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit StLouisGreekFest.com for more information. Whoopa!
Shop Kohl's Memorial Day weekend sale and take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more right now through Monday. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.